Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're catching up with head coach of the Pella Christian football squad, Rich Kekmarinski, as the Eagles attempt to make the playoffs for an 18th straight year. Coach, one of the interesting notes is you guys make the jump to Class 2A this year with some of the enrollment stuff. But overall, looking at the district, I know one thing you guys like is non-district play going to test you a little bit. District play, maybe a little bit of a lighter load on the back end of that schedule, but still going to be a very competitive schedule throughout.
I think so. I think the rankings came out the other day, and of course rankings mean – preseason rankings are about as good as the weather forecast. I'm sorry, meteorologists, but I think you know, 7 of our 9 opponents are ranked, you know, in the top 10. So we think we have a tough schedule, but I think we have a nice football team. I think we're going to be, a very good football team by the end of the year. We've made a lot of progress here through the preseason. Had a nice scrimmage with Newton. That was a really good test for us. Newton's a nice football team, and I thought we did a nice job with them.
And you look at that Newton team, you mentioned you got to scrimmage them and just get that opportunity. They're a team with high aspirations as well, Class 4A. And you know, there's obviously anytime you get in a scrimmage like that, there's going to be things that stand out as good, bad, maybe in between as a coaching staff. But overall, getting to kind of challenge yourselves against that high-quality team here when it doesn't necessarily count towards the record or anything like that, how important is that for you guys as a team to just kind of get that gauge, knowing that this year could be a schedule where you're going to be tested a lot and you might find yourself up against some teams of that caliber?
No, I think it was exactly what we needed. I think Coach Fiedenhelm has done a great job up there. Bringing that program back to its glory. They were a playoff team last year. I think they'll be a playoff team this year. You know, they're talking about a dome run, which I think is very possible. They got the speed to do it with their state championship track guys on that team. So I thought, you know, the thing that I guess I feel like we need to work on probably the most is I didn't think we executed as well at the high level we needed to. I thought we were just kind of mushy at times, you know, mushy on offense with our blocking. I thought we were kind of mushy getting off blocks and running to the ball on defense. So those are the things we just got to clean up. We had some costly drops on offense in the Newton scrimmage, which I was not happy with. That I think would have been first down conversions for us. So just a lot of things to work on. But we've had a good camp. We got good kids. They're working hard. I'm excited about this team. So I think we'll be very good before it's all said and done. We need to make a big progress this upcoming week as we get ready for Rolling Story. You know, we've treated the Newton scrimmage like the first game, and typically you see the most progress from game one to game two. So we're expecting big things in this next week, and we need to get back to work on Monday and make that happen.
And we're going to come back and touch on Roland's story here in a minute. But one thing I wanted to touch on that you just kind of alluded to there was just, you know, there's things to clean up, right? And that's what the scrimmages are all about, right? And I know you guys said you treat it like a game, but it's an opportunity to kind of see some of those things before you get out there and get into game action and stuff like that against, you know, a high-quality opponent here in Newton. As a coach, just how beneficial is that for you as you go into next week getting for a game against Roland Story, who's going to be a solid team, to just kind of make sure that you can set up those game plans to really hone in on those things that you want to work on to be better at come that first game?
Well, I think the scrimmage is the best thing the state's ever done to make the quality of football in Iowa better. I mean, you know, to go out there. We've been practicing against ourselves for 3 weeks, you know, and it's like, well, I think we're pretty good, but you just don't know. So getting into the scrimmage situation like we've been able to do that the last few years has been so good. We know now what we need to work on. And it was a first opportunity under the lights for a lot of our, you know, guys that are first-time starters, you know. Riley Vincent, for example, great player, made a lot of progress. You had a couple of drops that I don't think will happen again. But first night under the lights, you know, changes things. So I think that's an example of what the scrimmage does for you. It does expose maybe some areas that we got to work on, and also highlights – I thought Caleb Volk had a really nice night. I thought Brecken Richards did some really nice things. Landon Nunnikoven. And even our younger guys, I thought one of the nice things about the scrimmage is we also were able to scrimmage 3 levels. Varsity, a sophomore, and then kind of a frosh schedule. So that was really good. Every one of our kids played tonight in the Newton scrimmage. That was really good.
That is always a good thing. And again, we're talking to Rich Kakmarinski, head coach of the Penelope Christian football team. And you kind of led me where I wanted to go. You highlighted some of the names there. So just kind of looking at the offense in general this year, one thing that I noticed getting to watch that scrimmage was, I mean, there's some similarity to maybe years past, but maybe a little bit less reliance on the run game, maybe a little bit more balance, because in years past, that running back slash quarterback, whoever's been in the backfield, that's kind of been the strong suit of this team. This year, it feels like it's going to be a very healthy mix. What can you tell us about the way that we're kind of setting up the offense here on Eagle Lane this year to find the most success?
I agree with that 100%. I think that we have the talent and the skills to be a more balanced offense. And I think, honestly, we need to be a more balanced offense. So, yes, you know, I think Brecken's taken big strides in this last year at quarterbacking. Caleb Volk is a transformed player from last year. Elias Keegan, I think, is pretty exciting at X. As I already mentioned, Riley Vincent was playing JV last year, first year player, now starting for us and is doing some really great things. Garrett Wheeler, we got him in kind of an H tight end type thing, and I think that's been a great role for him. He's been doing that well. Landon Nunnekoven. You know, we weren't able to free Landon Nunnekoven up in the Newton scrimmage very much, but he's got big play potential, big time potential. And our offensive line, we got four of our five offensive line starters back from last year, highlighting with Gage Denner and Toby Belzer on the right side, Hunter Van Linden at center. And then Blake Six is not, we missed him in the Newton scrimmage. He rolled his ankle really bad preseason, and he's still suffering from that. So we hope we. The good news is there's no fracture, so we hope to get Blake back. I think we will. And then, Lewis Menega has actually stepped into some roles for us as a sophomore on the old line, so that's been real nice as well.
And it's always nice when you can have those guys step up. And then just kind of looking at some of the other sides of the ball, defense and special teams wins championships. That's the old adage when you talk to football coaches, right? And I know that you believe in that too, because it takes all three facets of the game. You can't just have a high-scoring offense. You got to have the defense to slow people down and the special teams to kind of change the game. And, you know, over the last couple of years, we've, you know, seen really strong units there. We've also seen some graduation here in recent years, too, that's maybe left some fans a little bit unfamiliar with what we're doing on the defensive side of the ball, on the special teams units as well, because we're going to have a new kicker this year. And so when you look at kind of how things are set up defensively and from a special teams unit, what's kind of get you excited in those two facets of the game?
Well, defensively, I think we'll be a fast defense. I think we have a lot of good athletes who can run. So I think we'll play fast. We graduated a ton on the D-line, so that's a point of emphasis for us, point of concern. But so if we can get our D-line to come around, I think we'll be pretty strong on the back end regarding our corners and our safeties. And obviously, you know, we got some holes to fill at linebacker with Cooper Sponk graduating. So I think we have good cans. I think we have kids in the right spots. We just need game reps. We need more experience. Things happen very quickly on the defensive side of the ball, and so that's where game reps is very helpful. But I'm encouraged. I think both defensively and our special teams, that's where our sophomores, I think, will come in quite a bit. And I think we have a nice, talented sophomore group, and I think they'll help us with special teams a great deal as well.
And we hope that we're going to be seeing, like, the kickoff team in particular a ton this year. I mean, we're scoring a lot of points as well, and hopefully not seeing the kick return team too much, but we also have, you know, some solid players there. But when you just look at this season in this group, let's start with the seniors who have stepped in and filled, because as we mentioned, you know, there's been some, you know, big graduations here when it comes to that production level and even on the leadership side of things over the last few years. When you look at how this year's senior class has stepped up and filled some of those roles, whether that be leadership, production, whether it be both, how do you feel like this year's seniors have stepped in and kind of tried to fill those shoes this year?
I think they've done a wonderful job. Starting way back in the winter and the spring, as far as our weight, we had the best summer attendance we've ever had, not ever had, but for a long time, we had a really good summer workouts. So we've gotten a lot stronger, we've gotten faster. So our seniors have led really well there. Landon Nunnekoven has been fantastic as far as that's concerned, as well as the other seniors as well. So they've really, I think, they're hungry. They were not happy with our season last year. They want more, and I think they're poised to achieve that.
And again, we're talking to head coach Rich Kegbrinsky of the Pedlick Christian football team. You mentioned this team is hungry for more. When you look at kind of the things that it's going to take, as you mentioned, the schedule is not going to be, you know, you're not just going to go out there and walk on the field and automatically win a football game, right? And it's never going to be that way. But, you know, when you mentioned it, preseason rankings don't necessarily mean anything, but there's a lot of teams that are expected to be really good that are on our schedule this year. What's kind of the thing that you look to the most for this group that is going to make the difference in kind of how that season goes and whether they can get to that more and achieve those goals that they've kind of set out since the way that last season ended?
Well, I think, our execution level tonight in the Newton scrimmage was not what it needs to be. So we just got to get back to work on Monday, and we've got to clean up some of our blocking. We've got to clean up some of our – we had four or five costly drops on Monday or against Newton. And we just can't – I mean, that's not – a good football team just can't have those offense to kill – those drive killers. Defensively, I think we need to rally the ball more, harder. So, you know, team pursuit. I think blocking and tackling is always a work in progress. I mean, you start the year and, you know, usually, you know, you're rough and you're hit and miss. We've got to improve our blocking. We've got to improve our tackling, which I think we will. Our kids are – we got good, hardworking kids. So we're going to get there. And our schedule, I think, will help us do that because, to your point, you know, there are not really any sleepers in there. You know, we better get ready every Friday night, particularly early on in the schedule. But I think our non-district schedule will definitely prepare us well for our district schedule. So I like our schedule. We're playing good, classy teams and hard-nosed teams. So I'm excited about that. And so I think that the future's still bright, very bright in front of us. We just got to work to get there.
One thing I got to come back and touch on too before we wrap up here, because you know we got to see the team in action. One thing else we got to see too was great fan turnout for the Eagles. I mean, it's never been a problem when you look at the sports here at Pedlick Christian. Fans always attend our events well. This year, a lot of closer road games. You do have one fairly significant road trip on the schedule as well. But, I mean, just looking at it, you just know that fans are going to be there and you're going to have a great group behind these kids, supporting them and helping motivate them on any given Friday.
Well, you know, I love this school and I love our fans. Obviously, you know, they support football really well. They support athletics very well. They support all our co-curricular activities. I'm really excited about that. So, I think our players feel that. They've been very supportive. So we have a lot to be thankful for. I'm actually thankful the school's starting next week. I know maybe the players maybe aren't as fired up as I am, but I just think it's good for our guys to get back into school, get back in the learning calendar. Obviously, that's going to be their future. I'm excited. My daughter-in-law is the head volleyball coach. I'm excited about our volleyball team. So I'm looking forward to our cross country. So I really look at it as our responsibility as football, volleyball, and cross country to kind of get our fall campaign kicked off. We got tennis too, but we really want to get things going, excited for the school. And I think so. I'm looking forward to a great school year.
It is going to be a great school year. Coach Kegmarinski, appreciate the time. Looking forward to many more conversations throughout the season because we're going to be in for a fun fall, and appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Rich Kegmarinski, head coach of the Pedlick Christian football team, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.